humility is not a forced illusion that you present to someone, thinking that, oh, I'm gonna be low and I'm not going to speak confidently of myself. Actually, true humility lies in confidence, knowing that it's rooted in God, something in us that we're all connected to.
Correct.
So I think when we're praised or someone loves our work or our art, to say thank you and to really embrace that is the highest form of humility. And to really think highly of yourself and to be confident, I think, is true humility, because we are God. We are part of God.
I agree.
And God isn't like, oh, you know, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. That's modesty. Modesty is lying.
Mm-hmm.
That's false humility.
Right.
So I'll say this, when people, oh, be humble. I am humble because I'm connected to God, who's also connected to you, and we are as gods.
Right.
So why wouldn't we feel this way about ourselves or emit that or project that? You know what I mean?
I agree. I just think people suffer from insecurity that they don't want to share with the world, and they keep it within themselves. And I can see how that can help make someone feel, you know, unconfident in themselves. It could be anything, but they suffer from their own demons, and eventually they'll get over that.
But I'll say this, though. Speaking highly of yourself
mm-hmm.
really helps to overshadow and to overcome those insecurities. Because God doesn't want us to be insecure like that.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to be confident in ourselves and to live the best life that we can. Because in order to live the best life that we can and to actually make an impact, we have to be confident in everything that we do. You know,
mm-hmm.
So that's how we're really going to that's how we're really going to show the younger generation to lead and to take up the baton and to, you know, even Michael Jackson said, "You're just another part of me." When I started listening to that song and reading those lyrics,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, did you guys know what this man left us with?
Right.
People don't even realize. They I think a lot of people feel the vibration, and which is why he's so big, and they're like, yeah, Michael. But if you dissect what he was saying,
mm-hmm.
powerful stuff.
I agree. Michael is a pure legend and a treasure.
Exactly. And so that's what he said, the same thing Christ said. Michael said, "You're just another part of me." And Jesus said, "You will do greater things than even I."
Mm.
So my thing is, why are we bowing down our knee to Jesus every Sunday morning when we're supposed to be out there doing greater things than he did,
mm-hmm.
not wasting our time every Sunday morning? I'm sorry.
Well, I think that's just a place to praise him, you know, because some people don't think like that, not as confident as you are, and I'm just saying they need that time to repent or need that time to praise, you know. And some people lead busy lives where they don't even have time to praise on a Sunday, you know. So
yeah.
Taking that time out on a Sunday can be beneficial to one's spirit.
You're right. I can't negate that, you know. I'm kind of like I jump ahead some steps. And I live very...
It's the Expresso, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry about it.
This is Tina, though. And I will always speak my truth. So thank you for allowing me to speak my truth,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Wow.
But because I come from religion.
Mm.
And I for me, it was... Yeah, I get it. Some people need to go through that. But I'm trying to show the world otherwise.
I agree. You know, everybody's different. I mean, we're all... human, you know, but everybody's different. So to each his own, you know what I'm saying? There's no judgment zone.
Absolutely.
You know, and I fully respect what you got going on, definitely. You know, I'm going to be honest, like, even with me, like, you know, I pray every day, but I don't go to church. I mean, that's just a personal choice because, you know, I hate to say it, but I be so busy, you know what I'm saying? So I just kind of do my thing that way, but he knows what it is.
Well, I'll say this. The Bible says to meditate day and night.
Mm-hmm.
To walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had this little conversation with Lawrence Fishburne not too long ago,
mm-hmm.
right? When we were talking about prayer and meditation, I said, well, prayer and meditation are essentially the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and he said, no. He said, prayer is when you talk to God, and meditation is when God speaks to you. And I just shut my mouth. I said, okay, you know, who am I? This little Latin girl sitting here, you know, Mr. Fishburne. All right.
Morpheus.
I'm sitting next to Morpheus. Okay. What I wanted to say, I humbled myself because I'm able to listen to my spirit and to know when I have to be silent, even though I would have probably brought it home with what I was about to say,
but
using quantum physics and how everything boils down to, you know, quantum physics is a study of small particles that makes up the universe.
Right.
And really, when you boil everything down, it boils down to one. So with frequency, everything boils down to one sound. First John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
Mm-hmm.
One word, one sound. 1 through 9 hertz can't be heard by the human ear. And that's what has the ability to program the subconscious. Dogs can hear that, but the human ear can't hear that.
Right.
So prayer and meditation, one sound, one word, God is in me, we are as God, we are all connected, one.
Mm-hmm.
We humans want to separate everything, and that's my issue with humanity right now,
mm-hmm.
is that we're separating everything, we're dividing, which is what's causing the race war, it's causing the social, this whole social class thing, this whole colorism thing, this whole ageism thing,
mm-hmm.
that's the root of it all.
Right.
And that's what I'm trying to get down to.
Right.
So, yes, prayer and meditation, when you separate them and use words,
mm-hmm.
that you can describe it as that, but prayer and meditation are the same thing, and you should be. We I don't want humanity to get to a point where we don't even have to use meditation to get to a state of walking in the Spirit. So we need to get to a place where we need to continuously, without break, walk in the Spirit. Feel me?